Pichu here. As the landscape reframes, most likely the surrealism grows to say the very least. A rule and tip to when things enter the darkness is be honest. It may sound counterintuitive, yet the dark realms are very edgy and assertive. In truth, a person simply doesn't step into the night without a reason, and despite it sounds risky, the best thing a person can do is accept life is risk itself. It's kind of stepping backwards into pretty vintage times where life stories can be Alice in Wonderland surrealisms. To say life is a test at times can be inadvertently empirical, where things going wrong kinda shows a person's true colors, and dark worlds can be so habitually conflicted it isn't always a strike against a person when things go sour or south. Basically, in such culture and terrains, when life is going wrong, it happens to even the best, most grounded people, so it changes what it means entirely. Thus, it's a wheel of fate that, if anything, really shows who you are to yourself and others. What I mean by this is, in more vintage times, pretty adventurous stories were often hair-raising misfortunes that reframe into opportunity and doors opened. Thus, things going wrong isn't a problem as much a part of the very given cycle, and in honesty, even as far as rites of passage that really allow people to understand who you are in the most surreal moonlit regards. It's a landscape where ending up in a prison isn't where the story ends, even as far where it all begins. And as I said, a landscape of such conflict, it's not even because something is wrong as much as that's life for damn literally everybody, just regardless, so real that's even a part of what's different. Imagine, for instance, tons of people are deported to Uganda, which logically may sound like a death camp 700%. Yet a hidden card is they know fully high-quality useful people are being sent off recklessly, but in fact not all people are made equal, so no matter what, it appears there could be strange hidden tests and divisions. Where complete assholes were just snuffed, yet people that proved kinda more sane or even welcoming ended up somewhere else progressively. Like, for example, some gays were killed, yet it was far more ones who got way aggressive out of control, where somebody who took an attitude fuck it, I am just a Uganda citizen now and kinda lean towards being like a nurse may find a hall of smoke and mirrors, in which now they just are working as a nurse fully and even just a full-fledged citizen. And then like 2 years later actually are allowed to leave and start new life entirely. Despite this may sound tad surreal, such locus of control isn't unreal even remotely, because dark places, dark worlds simply are a surrealism. Even just within normal prisons there can be a division between people's temperament and behavior, just as proactive nature towards rehabilitation. Thus locus of control in pretty dire places can have sincerity, because beyond catastrophism there often is things invariably like that, however freaking you out beyond all hell with no clear indication such may even be real, is all a part of the hidden test, because they do want to freak people out, because get real, they want to know who people are, which is common rite of passage in many forms in many areas of life generically. It sounds counterintuitive to be pretty honest in dark places and times, yet in real life, yet the religion and weight of life of such places is kinda edgelord and nihilistic, chaotic, neutral to an extreme. There is no winning, there is no true way to evade terrible fates, so it just boils down to you only live once and just embrace who you damn are, because get real, even if you die, perhaps you're better off anyway. Consider that Australia was founded by people deported there to a prison colony that birthed into a nation that evolved from it. Bad times are pretty bad, yet from another angle almost kinda epic. Consider World War II was a tragedy and would be fuck hell aimless to actually life through it as well, surely monomythically huge in the aftermath. It's a different framework, a different way life works, and surely a way life has operated for eons. It's a different fairy tale and more what things were in antiquity, which in many ways may have been more accurate. Sorta like a vision that misadventure is adventure. This isn't idealism nor fluff, it's just kinda what the darker regions and more primitive and history times kinda are. Increasingly to me the symbol of the wheel of fate is taking on deep hidden meanings. I mean, it's one thing to say something in fair weather, yet when life gets really bad do you still carry the torch through the other side? To say teen cultures are superficial is misleading, it's just in reality how often the long-term kinda people are kinda autistic in a way they kinda embody prototypically. I am sure David Pumpkins would approve of this concept, where even if such tests don't exist the truth is in the slow wearing way that can happen all on its own. People are people no matter how worlds apart they may seem. It kinda makes me facepalm that due to my schedule I may need to go to Kids Night of Dungeons & Dragons at my local card shop that just opened. I can get to the Magic the Gathering nights, but to play Dungeons & Dragons it may be that, which to me is pretty facepalming, if even edging personal phobias. In reality, as the guy owns the place said, it's kinda better perhaps to be called Newbie Dungeons & Dragons, and they got idea who shows or how it evolves. Either way, it's likely more lowbrow rated G affair. Kinda works as a dorky autistic who talks to stuffed animals who has one foot in a special needs room kinda scene anyway. I should likely keep this short. My goal is more traditional Pichu sites and not the 15-minute WebM video long ones they evolved into lately. This Pokemon is kinda a living joke, my innermost self calls me their pet derpy hoods lol, and trust me, the hands-on reality of the weir of my life and being it's an understatement. In hetero terms I may have the hyena totem, as there is some femdom aspect to me somehow annoyingly. I guess bisexual in those regards.